was that first night out there, Friday night?
It was fun. A lot of energy out there, moving kind of fast, but it's, you know, I was just happy to be out there.
Coach said he thought maybe you were pressing a little bit in your first game action. Did you feel like that?
Right, you know, I really didn't know what to expect. But it was good for me to get the feel to be out there.
Coach said you're going to play in this fourth preseason game a little bit. Do you think that's a good idea, especially for you, since you haven't played much at this preseason?
Right, I think it's, you know, a good idea. Give me some extra reps because, like you said, I haven't played in the first two preseason games. So, and I want to play too. So I'm excited, you know, to see how much I play. But, you know, I'm just excited to be out there.
How much catching up? What do you have to catch up on most?
I have to say, that's a good question. Just the rhythm of the game, just, you know, getting involved and me and Robert being on the same page.
Do you feel that's something that can come before week one? It's only, you know, whatever, 10 days away?
Yes, you know, I think we're going to do great. I think we're going to be fantastic. We just got to keep working, coming to practice, and believing in ourselves and the team and organization.
It looked like, now, during the telecast, a CBS like sideline announcer said that you and Terrell looked like you were having some kind of words on the sideline. Is that, what happened with that?
We just been brothers, just going over stuff, you know, in the heat of the game. Sometimes frustrating, especially when you're, you know, not doing so good, we're losing. We just, you know, discussed and talked it over. We weren't yelling or arguing at each other. We was just talking, just, you know, being brothers.
What did you learn out there about this game that night?
I learned that you got to have a lot of patience and, you know, you got to do all the little details right.
Did it feel rusty coming back from missing those couple of weeks?
No, I didn't feel rusty. I felt fast. It's just like, you know, you got to do small details right, and you got to know what to do at the right time, and you got to know a lot as a receiver.
When you say that patience and attention to detail, what happens if you're not patient? What happens if you don't pay attention to the details?
You can get frustrated, then you might miss. You know, if they're in the coverage that you need to do something else, and you might miss what you need to do, your assignment. So, you know, you got to make sure you see everything.
Did you think you were going to have a chance to make that catch on that deep ball, and then did you get tangled up with the guy? Or?
Right, you know, practice, went through it, you know, the 3 days we were up there, prepped for it. But, you know, they're in a different coverage than what we thought they were going to be in, I think, and it's just, you know, the way the game goes. You know, they make good plays on defense. We make good plays on offense. It's just the way the game is.
What about even something little like losing your shoe out there? you know, did that throw you off for a second or anything like that?
It did. You know, it was a great route. No, but got to get some better shoes. You know, we're on some soft grass and running too fast.
Corey, when you were at Baylor, were you like the star of the show? And if so, how do you adjust to like sharing that spotlight?
You just got to be patient. And, you know, it's not about being a spotlight. It's about winning as a team. And, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to help this team win.
I have a bit of a sidebar question here. Jim Brown, who is still a special assistant with the Browns, has come out in support of Colin Kaepernick using his position to have a voice for a social issue. Jim Brown, again, still associated with the Browns. How do you feel? Do you have a thought about Colin Kaepernick and what he's doing and whether or not it's the right place to use a position on a football team to make a social issue?
I haven't looked into that too much, and you know what he did, that's his opinion, and you know, he thinks that's the right way. I haven't looked into it, so I really don't know what to tell you.
Hey, Corey. One of the local high school teams canceled a game because of sports hazing. Do you have any opinion, or do you think it's just blown out of proportion?
It depends what type of hazing. You know, sometimes guys can take it too far, and, you know, it can go that route. And sometimes you got to pay your dues. So it depends how far they take it.
On the game the other day, were the defensive backs faster, quicker than what you're used to?
I wouldn't say that. Smarter, you know.
And how does that play out? Is there smarter of this to, like, you're surprised that they can read some of what you're doing?
Kind of, and I guess, like, the good ones or the great ones, they study a lot. So they know, you know, a lot more than a corner in college would know, you know.